Hello and welcome to my podcast on things scientific. This podcast will be on a philosopher called Philo. Yes, P-H-I-L-O. Philo the philosopher. He obviously caught my attention. And just to put you in the picture, I've, to make things easy, sort of almost considered the philosophers, the bunch of philosophers from the start of philosophy to the first 1,000 years, that's 600 BC to 400 AD, as a team of 48 philosophers and given them each a jersey number, numbering 1 down up to around 48 or 47, depending on where they go. So we have our first philosopher, Thalia, or Tales, or Thalia, and I've talked about him, and fourth philosopher, Pythagoras, 23rd, Aristotle, Philo is a bit of an unusual philosopher, and he's up at 38 in that sequence. And so with Tales starting at around 580 BC, Philo actually was in business right before and after the time of Christ. So that's when he is, and he's a bit of an unknown quantity. And on yet another podcast, I've discussed academia or academic pursuit, and the sort of the view that academia, you're interested in the topic, but you're disinterested in the outcome. You're not backing one side or the other. You tend to read a few different histories, not taking them completely on face value, and get an integrated view. And so this is definitely the case here. Rather than actually reading the most famous philosophers and generating a thought from a particular school and how it relates to my subject of interest, which is science, I've taken a more academic view, just reading things at face value. So in the case of looking at the word academia, I looked at the Spartan history, which gave some insight into how academic got its name from a person called Academos, a hero, an Athenic hero involved in the Spartan histories. But getting back onto Philo, Philo the philosopher, I like that idea that you have a philosopher named Philo, and he was actually, in fact, a Jewish philosopher at the time of Christ, based in Alexandria. And he actually went to Jerusalem at the same time around that Christ did, and wrote a lot of commentaries which gave us some insight. Now, his philosophy is very interesting. It's sort of rather been lost, and he was trying to integrate the Jewish or Hebrew philosophy with the Hellenistic or Greek philosophy of Aristotle. Now, there's a lot of interest in that. The philosophy that the Greeks wound up with was compromised or very mixed up with in a religious philosophy, even though there were movements to go to a more formal, I suppose, God-free philosophy or standalone philosophy of modern times. So there's roots in there, but if you actually read into it, there's a great influence from God in that era. So it's interesting that Philo was trying to integrate these two philosophies together, and he came up with a very abstract view of God. And this integrates into the other views of God which emerged through the Greek philosophies. So you had the Platonic view of God, or ethics from Plato of good, and you had the mathematical view of God from Pythagoras. Now, although Pythagoras had the fundamental ideas, his philosophy was developed in a movement which links strangely into modern education and modern science. There's, if you had to understand education, you can see that it's a Pythagorean sort of sect view of science which has evolved or co-evolved with modern science. But Philo had a very abstract view of God, and that's quite interesting to read. So although this has an extended forward, taking an academic view you can read into these people. So even though Philo is his first name, I sort of like to call him Philo the philosopher from ancient times. If you're interested, read it up in Wikipedia and online. Just type in Philo, philosopher, and just read about him. That's what I did. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, keep on doing science.